So sitting here and just feeling the body and this posture, how it feels now. And notice the quality of the amount of energy available. The quality of the heart, mind, whatever it is, no judgment, no thoughts that it should be otherwise, if it's possible, but just recognizing how this is how it is right now. So I invite you to, if you want to, open your eyes gently and just look around a bit at these beings around. All this, these different expressions of life, manifestations of life, not one the same with the same story. And as you look around, you might realize that in the whole universe, any being that you're looking around, you're looking at, sorry, or considering or taking in, is an absolutely unique version of life. There will never be another one quite like this in the whole story of the universe. And also maybe you want to consider that, think that of all the things that every one of us could have done this weekend, this is what we decided to do. That's, to me, quite remarkable that every one of these beings put their whole energy and vitality towards, you know, considering life or calming the mind or opening the heart, however everyone is wording this or feeling this. It's an amazing thing to do. And to just become aware also that without these beings around us, this would not have been possible. So in this way, we're very much related to one another. And then, secretly, choose one being in there, you know, as you look around, you know, I'll pick this one. And if you want, you can close your eyes or just keep them open as you wish. But have this being in heart or mind, or you might see them or just sense their presence or know where they are sitting. And although you don't know this being perfectly well, and maybe you do know them pretty well, but just because they're a human being, you you know that there's been difficulties in this for this being in their lives. There's been moments of struggles, confusion and fear. You can be pretty sure of that. Even maybe some difficulties that were never even named, never given voice to. And having this being in mind, so now you can also, directing your thoughts towards the future, become aware that there probably will be challenges for this being in the future, they'll be maybe separated from what they want sometimes and stuck with what they don't want, or see what you want to wish to this being as we end our weekend together, and being aware of the challenges that might be to come for them. What qualities of heart and mind do you want to wish for them? Can have one or many wishes. You can repeat them a few times if you want, inside yourself. And then when you're ready, if your eyes were closed, you can open them again. Maybe you'll see this being or see other beings as you look around again. And secretly, if you want to choose another one, another being as you look around. And close your eyes again if you want to. And you might or might not know this being very well, but you can be sure that, pretty sure, that in their life this being has felt some ease, has had the chance to laugh freely, connect with being, had the chance to give and receive attention. Receive and give care and love. And if we think of the future, this being, they might have even several thousands of opportunity in their life to be of help and to rejoice and appreciate and feel and be connected and these things. You could even think the use of imagination. If you still think of this being, you could imagine that you two are starting some kind of a beautiful project together, and it's working well, this thing. It's for the benefit of many beings. And there's a lot of joy and success in there. And feel how it would feel to share in the success of this project that you're doing that is of help to your community or where you live. Yeah, of course, there would be some challenges, but the capacity to communicate and readjust and make things work. Becoming aware maybe of the potential in this being that you're thinking of the beautiful qualities that can be developed in this being. See what you want to wish them. lives. Now, maybe for the last time, I would invite you to open your eyes, if you want to, and look around at the beings in this circle again. Maybe just realizing this time that every one of us is only here for a time, a short time, you could even say, that we have a finite existence, certainly in this form. And we don't know when, but every one of us is going to actually die, not exist anymore at some point. We don't know when. It could be, at any time, really. It's unknown to us. But everyone here is and disappear one day. So, if you want to close your eyes or just keep them open as you want, see what you want to wish to the beings in this circle. Knowing that they have a limited time on this planet. Then with eyes still closed, imagine that, if you can or want to, that other beings that you know and care for are joining this circle, coming to join and sit in this circle on chairs or on the floor or stand around. As you see them appear, the people that you know and care for, inside of you, name them, say their name inwardly. And you might feel how precious these beings are for you, how much you care about their protection, their safety, and their well-being, their ease. You might see some beings appear that are part of your live in your neighborhood or work in the same area where you work, or you know a little less, but that are part of your life. You can say their name as you see them appear, and even some people that you have some difficulties with these days, they also join the circle. You might also find that have a wish for their safety. Then if you want, let go of the walls and roof. Open the space with your mind and let groups of people appear. Elderlies, children. Maybe people in the militaries, groups of people who are experiencing oppression in some way or lack. whole populations, communities. You might feel how you care for them. For their well-being, safety, peace of their mind. So many people show up that you might have to zoom out as if you were seeing from the sky further away, seeing this whole area. Island and this continent until you might even be able to hold from a distance the whole planet, this blue-white planet in your mind heart. You might see it or just feel it. This whole system of life. You might feel that you care for this planet. Now I'd like to invite you to slowly zoom back in until you can see this, maybe this province, the city, this building here, this room, until you come right in front of the being you know the most, yourself. Facing yourself. Being, you know their stories so well, their disappointments and their deep desire. Feel the care that you have for this being, for their well-being. See if you want to enter into the heart of this being. And care for them from the inside. See what you want to wish for this being today. Feel how it feels to be this being today. Parts that are maybe closed down or tight. The parts of ease, or spaciousness, freedom. And we'll sit in silence for a few minutes here. The calm that we might have gained, or the spaciousness that we might have discovered or get access to, the patience that was developed, the acceptance or letting go, whatever quality of mind was developed here that is beneficial will have a ripple effect around us. It's not possible to keep it just for us. So it's a good thing to offer it freely to the world, so that forming the wish that all beings can benefit from our good practice of the heart or mind opening. So if you want to dedicate any good vibes that you've created to the welfare of all beings, please do that. It's a good thing to do consciously. May all beings benefit from our practice. May all beings gain a sense of protection from our practice. May all beings, no one excluded, soon find a freedom that is deep, sustainable and offer this freedom also.